If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot to react to here on a Tuesday. Obviously, the game last night, also the 6 p.m. trade deadline. So much to react to here on the show. I'll actually work backwards. We'll start with the game, which is that the Phillies' offense was silent the entire night. Like Aaron Nola, they just do not score runs for him. He goes six innings, allows three runs. Absolutely something you would sign up for at this current point. Bullpen was solid, goes three scoreless, holding the Cardinals to a 3-0 lead. And then it was in the bottom of the seventh. Derek Hill, what a pickup he's been. Not at the trade deadline. It was way back earlier in the season. They traded a bag of balls for him. And he seems to have found a home here in Philadelphia, not just necessarily even on, I mean, mostly on a platoon basis, but it feels like he could earn some more playing time at some point as well. Comes up, bases loaded, Phillies down 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh, and he goes yard. Grand slam, first Phillies grand slam of the year in 2026. And Bryce Harper tacked on a few more runs in the bottom of the eighth. Phillies win this game by a score of 6-3. And this is the last game that the Phillies have their current defensive alignment. Harper played first, Stott played second, Turner played short, Bohm played third, Brian De La Cruz in right field. And instead, what you're going to have tomorrow is completely different. You're going to have Bryce Harper in right, you're going to have Alec Bohm at first, Stott at third, Turner still at shortstop, and Luis Arraez at second base. And that brings us to the trade deadline. Phillies trading Ramon Marquez, fourth prospect in the organization, according to MLB.com, entering the season, pitching prospect, away for a rental in Luis Arraez. They also got Caleb Killian, relief pitcher from the Giants, in the deal. So they got a couple of guys there. And then they also, a very low-level prospect for Brooks Raley, lefty pitcher, who's having a really good season from the New York Mets. I give this trade deadline about a C. I still wanted starting pitching help. They didn't get that in this particular deadline. You're still rolling out there with Nola and Painter each and every night. And David Dombrowski actually said, I mean, I know he has to say it and just sell anything, but that the Painter thing actually fed into them not getting another starter, which kind of roll my eyes at. Like, you're not just talking about once you're in the playoffs, you got to make the playoffs. And we know this team's record when Nola and Painter start. Certainly last night doesn't play into it, although it wasn't looking good early when Nola allowed a home run early in this game that gave the Nationals an early lead. It was an early 2-0 lead, if I recall correctly. It was in the first inning of last night's game. And, yeah, it was. Top of the first inning, Ortiz actually hit a home run to make it 1-0. Top of the second, Dalen Lyle hits a home run to make it 3-0. And it looked like he was going to be, oh, here we go with Nola again. And then he settles in, six innings, three runs. That's the output. It was enough. So they're going to have to deal with Arraez. It's interesting what they're going to make the infield look like tomorrow. I'm really excited to see that. And as far as the, like, I think their offense got better. This will add a little bit more depth to that lineup and also their bullpen, Raley especially. I'm excited to see how Mattingly can deploy him in some higher leverage situations because this team needs that. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot to react to here on a Tuesday. Obviously, the game last night, also the 6 p.m. trade deadline. So much to react to here on the show. I'll actually work backwards. We'll start with the game, which is that the Phillies' offense was silent the entire night. Like Aaron Nola, they just do not score runs for him. He goes six innings, allows three runs. Absolutely something you would sign up for at this current point. Bullpen was solid, goes three scoreless, holding the Cardinals to a 3-0 lead. And then it was in the bottom of the seventh. Derek Hill, what a pickup he's been. Not at the trade deadline. It was way back earlier in the season. They traded a bag of balls for him. And he seems to have found a home here in Philadelphia, not just necessarily even on, I mean, mostly on a platoon basis, but it feels like he could earn some more playing time at some point as well. Comes up, bases loaded. Phillies down 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh, and he goes yard. Grand slam, first Phillies grand slam of the year in 2026. And Bryce Harper tacked on a few more runs in the bottom of the eighth. Phillies win this game by a score of 6-3. And this is the last game that the Phillies have their current defensive alignment. Harper played first, Stott played second, Turner played short, Bohm played third, Brian De La Cruz in right field. And instead, what you're going to have tomorrow is completely different. You're going to have Bryce Harper in right, you're going to have Alec Bohm at first, Stott at third, Turner still at shortstop, and Luis Arraez at second base. And that brings us to the trade deadline. Phillies trading Ramon Marquez, fourth prospect in the organization, according to MLB.com, entering the season, pitching prospect, away for a rental in Luis Arraez. They also got Caleb Killian, relief pitcher from the Giants, in the deal. So they got a couple of guys there. And then they also, a very low-level prospect for Brooks Raley, lefty pitcher, who's having a really good season from the New York Mets. I give this trade deadline about a C. I still wanted starting pitching help. They didn't get that in this particular deadline. You're still rolling out there with Nola and Painter each and every night. And Dave Dombrowski actually said, I mean, I know he has to say it and just sell anything, but that the Painter thing actually fed into them not getting another starter, which kind of roll my eyes at. Like, you're not just talking about once you're in the playoffs, you got to make the playoffs. And we know this team's record when Nola and Painter start. Certainly last night doesn't play into it, although it wasn't looking good early when Nola allowed a home run early in this game that gave the Nationals an early lead. It was an early 2-0 lead, if I recall correctly. It was in the first inning of last night's game. And, yeah, it was. Top of the first inning, Ortiz actually hit a home run to make it 1-0. Top of the second, Dalen Lyle hits a home run to make it 3-0. And it looked like he was going to be, oh, here we go with Nola again. And then he settles in, six innings, three runs. That's the output. It was enough. So they're going to have to deal with Arraez. It's interesting what they're going to make the infield look like tomorrow. I'm really excited to see that. And as far as the, like, I think their offense got better. This will add a little bit more depth to that lineup. And also their bullpen, Raley especially. I'm excited to see how Mattingly can deploy him in some higher leverage situations, because this team needs that. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot to react to here on a Tuesday. Obviously, the game last night, also the 6 p.m. trade deadline. So much to react to here on the show. I'll actually work backwards. We'll start with the game, which is that the Phillies' offense was silent the entire night. Like, Aaron Nola, they just do not score runs for him. He goes six innings, allows three runs. Absolutely something you would sign up for at this current point. Bullpen was solid, goes three scoreless, holding the Cardinals to a 3-0 lead. And then it was in the bottom of the seventh. Derek Hill, what a pickup he's been. Not at the trade deadline. It was way back earlier in the season. They traded a bag of balls for him. And he seems to have found a home here in Philadelphia, not just necessarily even on, I mean, mostly on a platoon basis, but it feels like he could earn some more playing time at some point as well. Comes up, bases loaded, Phillies down 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh, and he goes yard. Grand slam, first Phillies grand slam of the year in 2026. And Bryce Harper tacked on a few more runs in the bottom of the eighth. Phillies win this game by a score of 6-3. And this is the last game that the Phillies have their current defensive alignment. Harper played first, Stott played second, Turner played short, Bohm played third, Brian De La Cruz in right field. And instead, what you're going to have tomorrow is completely different. You're going to have Bryce Harper in right, you're going to have Alec Bohm at first, Stott at third, Turner still at shortstop, and Luis Arraez at second base. And that brings us to the trade deadline. Phillies trading Ramon Marquez, fourth prospect in the organization, according to MLB.com, entering the season, pitching prospect, away for a rental in Luis Arraez. They also got Caleb Killian, relief pitcher from the Giants, in the deal. So they got a couple of guys there. And then they also, a very low-level prospect for Brooks Raley, lefty pitcher, who's having a really good season from the New York Mets. I give this trade deadline about a C. I still wanted starting pitching help. They didn't get that in this particular deadline. You're still rolling out there with Nola and Painter each and every night. And Dave Dombrowski actually said, I mean, I know he has to say it and just sell anything, but that the Painter thing actually fed into them not getting another starter. kind of roll my eyes at. Like, you're not just talking about once you're in the playoffs, you got to make the playoffs. And we know this team's record when Nola and Painter start. Certainly last night doesn't play into it, although it wasn't looking good early when Nola allowed a home run early in this game that gave the Nationals an early lead. It was an early 2-0 lead, if I recall correctly. It was in the first inning of last night's game. And, yeah, it was. Top of the first inning, Ortiz actually hit a home run to make it 1-0. Top of the second, Dalen Lyle hits a home run to make it 3-0. And it looked like he was going to be, oh, here we go with Nola again. And then he settles in, 6 innings, 3 runs. That's the output. It was enough. So they're going to have to deal with a rise. It's interesting what they're going to make the infield look like tomorrow. I'm really excited to see that. And as far as the, like, I think their offense got better. This will add a little bit more depth to that lineup, and also their bullpen, Raley especially. I'm excited to see how Mattingly can deploy him in some higher leverage situations, because this team needs that. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot to react to here on a Tuesday. Obviously, the game last night, also the 6 p.m. trade deadline. So much to react to here on the show. I'll actually work backwards. We'll start with the game, which is that the Phillies' offense was silent the entire night. Like, Aaron Nola, they just do not score runs for him. He goes 6 innings, allows 3 runs. Absolutely something you would sign up for at this current point. Bullpen was solid, goes 3 scoreless, holding the Cardinals to a 3-0 lead. And then it was in the bottom of the seventh. Derek Hill, what a pickup he's been. Not at the trade deadline. It was way back earlier in the season. They traded a bag of balls for him. And he seems to have found a home here in Philadelphia, not just necessarily even on, I mean, mostly on a platoon basis, but it feels like he could earn some more playing time at some point as well. Comes up, bases loaded, Phillies down 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh, and he goes yard. Grand slam, first Phillies grand slam of the year in 2026. And Bryce Harper tacked on a few more runs in the bottom of the eighth. Phillies win this game by a score of 6-3. And this is the last game that the Phillies have their current defensive alignment. Harper played first, Stott played second, Turner played short, Bohm played third, Brian De La Cruz in right field. And instead, what you're going to have tomorrow is completely different. You're going to have Bryce Harper in right, you're going to have Alec Bohm at first, Stott at third, Turner still at shortstop, and Luis Arraez at second base. And that brings us to the trade deadline. Phillies trading Ramon Marquez, fourth prospect in the organization, according to MLB.com, entering the season, pitching prospect, away for a rental in Luis Arraez. They also got Caleb Killian, relief pitcher from the Giants, in the deal. So they got a couple of guys there. And then they also, a very low-level prospect for Brooks Raley, lefty pitcher, who's having a really good season from the New York Mets. I give this trade deadline about a C. I still wanted starting pitching help. They didn't get that. In this particular deadline, you're still rolling out there with Nola and Painter each and every night. And Dave Dombrowski actually said, I mean, I know he has to say it and just sell anything, but that the Painter thing actually fed into them not getting another starter, which kind of roll my eyes at. Like, you're not just talking about once you're in the playoffs, you got to make the playoffs. And we know this team's record when Nola and Painter start. Certainly last night doesn't play into it, although it wasn't looking good early when Nola allowed a home run early in this game that gave the Nationals an early lead. It was an early 2-0 lead, if I recall correctly. It was in the first inning of last night's game. And, yeah, it was. Top of the first inning, Ortiz actually hit a home run to make it 1-0. Top of the second, Dalen Lyle hits a home run to make it 3-0. And it looked like he was going to be, oh, here we go with Nola again. And then he settles in, 6 innings, 3 runs. That's the output. It was enough. So they're going to have to deal with a rise. It's interesting what they're going to make the infield look like tomorrow. I'm really excited to see that. And as far as the, like, I think their offense got better. This will add a little bit more depth to that lineup, and also their bullpen, Raley especially. I'm excited to see how Mattingly can deploy him in some higher leverage situations, because this team needs that. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot to react to here on a Tuesday. Obviously, the game last night, also the 6 p.m. trade deadline. So much to react to here on the show. I'll actually work backwards. We'll start with the game, which is that the Phillies' offense was silent the entire night. Like, Aaron Nola, They just do not score runs for him. He goes six innings, allows three runs. Absolutely something you would sign up for at this current point. Bullpen was solid, goes three scoreless, holding the Cardinals to a 3-0 lead. And then it was in the bottom of the seventh. Derek Hill, what a pickup he's been. Not at the trade deadline. It was way back earlier in the season. They traded a bag of balls for him. And he seems to have found a home here in Philadelphia, not just necessarily even on, I mean, mostly on a platoon basis, but it feels like he could earn some more playing time at some point as well. Comes up, bases loaded, Phillies down 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh, and he goes yard. Grand slam, first Phillies grand slam of the year in 2026. And Bryce Harper tacked on a few more runs in the bottom of the eighth. Phillies win this game by a score of 6-3. And this is the last game that the Phillies have their current defensive alignment. Harper played first, Stott played second, Turner played short, Bohm played third, Brian De La Cruz in right field. And instead, what you're going to have tomorrow is completely different. You're going to have Bryce Harper in right, you're going to have Alec Bohm at first, Stott at third, Turner still at shortstop, and Luis Arraez at second base. And that brings us to the trade deadline. Phillies trading Ramon Marquez, fourth prospect in the organization, according to MLB.com, entering the season, pitching prospect, away for a rental in Luis Arraez. They also got Caleb Killian, relief pitcher from the Giants, in the deal. So they got a couple of guys there. And then they also, a very low-level prospect for Brooks Raley, lefty pitcher, who's having a really good season from the New York Mets. I give this trade deadline about a C. I still wanted starting pitching help. They didn't get that in this particular deadline. You're still rolling out there with Nola and Painter each and every night. And Dave Dombrowski actually said, I mean, I know he has to say it and just sell anything, but that the Painter thing actually fed into them not getting another starter, which kind of roll my eyes at. Like, you're not just talking about once you're in the playoffs, you got to make the playoffs. And we know this team's record when Nola and Painter start. Certainly last night doesn't play into it, although it wasn't looking good early when Nola allowed a home run early in this game that gave the Nationals an early lead. It was an early 2-0 lead, if I recall correctly. It was in the first inning of last night's game. And, yeah, it was. Top of the first inning, Ortiz actually hit a home run to make it 1-0. Top of the second, Dalen Lyle hits a home run to make it 3-0. And it looked like he was going to be, oh, here we go with Nola again. And then he settles in, six innings, three runs. That's the output. It was enough. So they're going to have to deal with Arraez. It's interesting what they're going to make the infield look like tomorrow. I'm really excited to see that. And as far as I think their offense got better. This will add a little bit more depth to that lineup and also their bullpen, Raley especially. I'm excited to see how Mattingly can deploy him in some higher leverage situations because this team needs that. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot to react to here on a Tuesday. Obviously, the game last night, also the 6 p.m. trade deadline. So much to react to here on the show. Well, I'll actually work backwards. We'll start with the game, which is that the Phillies' offense was silent the entire night. Like Aaron Nola, they just do not score runs for him. He goes six innings, allows three runs. Absolutely something you would sign up for at this current point. Bullpen was solid, goes three scoreless, holding the Cardinals to a 3-0 lead. And then it was in the bottom of the seventh. Derek Hill, what a pickup he's been. Not at the trade deadline. It was way back earlier in the season. They traded a bag of balls for him. And he seems to have found a home here in Philadelphia, not just necessarily even on, I mean, mostly on a platoon basis, but it feels like he could earn some more playing time at some point as well. Comes up, bases loaded, Phillies down 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh, and he goes yard. Grand slam, first Phillies grand slam of the year in 2026. And Bryce Harper tacked on a few more runs in the bottom of the eighth. Phillies win this game by a score of 6-3. And this is the last game that the Phillies have their current defensive alignment. Harper played first, Stott played second, Turner played short, Bohm played third, Brian De La Cruz in right field. And instead, what you're going to have tomorrow is completely different. You're going to have Bryce Harper in right, you're going to have Alec Bohm at first, Stott at third, Turner still at shortstop, and Luis Arraez at second base. And that brings us to the trade deadline. Phillies trading Ramon Marquez, fourth prospect in the organization, according to MLB.com, entering the season, pitching prospect, away for a rental in Luis Arraez. They also got Caleb Killian, relief pitcher from the Giants, in the deal. So they got a couple of guys there. And then they also, a very low-level prospect for Brooks Raley, lefty pitcher, who's having a really good season from the New York Mets. I give this trade deadline about a C. I still wanted starting pitching help. They didn't get that in this particular deadline. You're still rolling out there with Nola and Painter each and every night. And Dave Dombrowski actually said, I mean, I know he has to say it and just sell anything, but that the Painter thing actually fed into them not getting another starter, which kind of roll my eyes at. Like, you're not just talking about once you're in the playoffs, you got to make the playoffs. And we know this team's record when Nola and Painter start. Certainly last night doesn't play into it, although it wasn't looking good early when Nola allowed a home run early in this game that gave the Nationals an early lead. It was an early 2-0 lead, if I recall correctly. It was in the first inning of last night's game. And, yeah, it was. Top of the first inning, Ortiz actually hit a home run to make it 1-0. Top of the second, Dalen Lyle hits a home run to make it 3-0. And it looked like he was going to be, oh, here we go with Nola again. And then he settles in, 6 innings, 3 runs. That's the output. It was enough. So they're going to have to deal with a rise. It's interesting what they're going to make the infield look like tomorrow. I'm really excited to see that. And as far as I think their offense got better. This will add a little bit more depth to that lineup. And also their bullpen, Raley especially. I'm excited to see how Mattingly can deploy him in some higher leverage situations, because this team needs that.